This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump backed away from calling for a quarantine for coronavirus hotspots in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Instead, Mr. Trump is directing that a strong travel advisory be issued to stem the spread of the outbreak. Mr. Trump raised the idea of a quarantine in a tweet earlier Saturday, but governors in three states pushed back. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was particularly critical, saying that to CNN that roping off states would amount to a federal declaration of war. Cuomo also said he believes that such a quarantine would be illegal, economically catastrophic, and preposterous. New Zealand has reported its first death from the coronavirus. Health authorities said Sunday the victim was a woman in her 70s. And they said she was admitted to a West Coast hospital last week with what they initially thought was influenza. And hospital staff did not wear full protective equipment. As a result, 21 staffers have been put in self-isolation for 2 weeks. Australia has announced a multimillion-dollar measure to boost mental health and emergency food services during the COVID-19 crisis. The government will also announce a third major economic stimulus package to protect businesses and jobs. As of March 29th, there are more than 3,800 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Australia with 16 deaths. More than a million Australians could lose their jobs as the COVID-19 crisis intensifies, which would more than double the national unemployment rate. Airlines and travel agents have this week alone laid off thousands of people. The ripples continue to spread to all corners of the economy, from cafes to hairdressers and factories to theaters. Retailers are hard hit, while lawyers, dance teachers, and tradesmen are also feeling the financial strain. This is VOA News.